This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, the first full week of August is upon us. It started on Tuesday. Today's the 7th. So we're working over, as is the normal situation here on the DJV show, the weekend, which has just transpired. So this is a good reflective time for you to listen to us so you can perhaps talk back to us. You can always do that. Talking back. Talking to yourself is very helpful. You know that, Jennifer, right? Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan.
You answer yourself that you go crazy, right?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think you're going to ask
you always
an answer.
Hear that? Yeah. Wait, you can talk to yourself. It's when you answer yourself that you have problems.
Well, asking questions, I do that all the time, asking questions. But then it may be the people that just tuned me out. And, oh, it's just another bunch of nonsense from Stefan. Who cares? The Hornster is here. The Keelan person is here, Shillin, with two N's. And the trend is to, kind of, in this part of the program, we either on Mondays talk about our vacation, our weekend, or what's going on with some of the people that are making news. So which is it, ladies? Do you want to talk about the things you did this weekend? Or are you, did you not do anything that makes people think, wow, that'd be great.
I saw that Victoria had a really yummy dinner that
yeah,
I saw
she had a good
on
weekend.
Instagram, so yeah. I want to hear about that.
our neighbors, we had sort of a, we were calling it a block party, but it was just our next door neighbors, and we just got together and had a big sort of potluck dinner. It was just really nice and fun,
nice.
And they're all from Iran, and so they cooked a traditional Iranian wedding feast for us in honor of Louis and me, so it was just really fun and sweet. And
how old is this couple?
Oh, it's a whole family. Their younger daughter is my age. They have an older daughter. They're both married. Then the mother, and then there was the brother, and it was a whole gang of us.
How did they happen to come here, the Iranian family?
I think the parents came over when the Shah was chased out of Iran. Yeah. So they were friends with him, and that sort of is why they came here initially. The father, who passed away, was worked for the Shah in some sort of diplomatic capacity.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, a lot of those people did at that time when Jimmy Carter was president.
Yeah.
He greased the skids for that. Did you, or do you, either past or present, find my observation of the Iranian people to be correct? That is, they're a very intelligent group, and they don't much like... What sort of reflective conversations do you have with them, the ones that are your age, about what's going on in Iran, the election, the sorts of people that run the government, and the education level of the people in Iran versus other countries in the Middle East?
You know, it's interesting. The two daughters haven't been to Iran since they were born. So, and the mother goes back. Her brothers and sisters are still there. So she goes back for a few months at a time. This time, however, it was more difficult because of the travel ban and all that other stuff. So her trip was delayed, and she had some issues there. But she doesn't want her daughters to go back because one is the older one is a very popular singer. Oh, there's bring your dog
Bentley,
to work day.
Come on over. Let's go, Bentley.
The other has dogs. People. Tack Chihuahuas on duty.
Bentley, come here, buddy. So the older one is a very well-known singer, and then the younger one's a journalist. So the mother does not want either of those girls going back to Iran because they could easily be
asking
held up
trouble.
And
yeah,
locked.
Right.
Yeah, asking for trouble is exactly how she phrased it.
Yeah.
Stop it, Bentley.
All right. Come on, Bentley. You have two dogs. Describe the dogs. They keep you company during the course of the program.
Well, we have a little 14-year-old Chihuahua, Cooper Gonzalez, and he's normally the barker, but he's pretty quiet now. And then Bentley is our little Puerto Rican street dog, and he's the one who likes to bark at the upstairs dog every time he walks by our door.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't like the Iranian people. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Well, both the dogs enjoyed. We spilled some rice on the floor, so both the dogs enjoyed their first Iranian rice dish. They loved it.
Yeah. So they brought the meal
Saffron.
They brought the meal to you.
We actually went over to their place. They live next door to my parents, so we sort of had appetizers at our place, and then we went next door for the main course. So it was a really nice night.
So their parents live next to you?
Mm-hmm. To my parents, yeah.
Oh, down in Jersey?
Yes.
Got it, okay. All right, so that's a good story. Yeah, and it's good to learn. We have so many of those opportunities where there are so many folks that live in our country that come from other places that come here. They've come legitimately. They've gone through the process. They are all legal. The Iranian, but a lot of the Middle Eastern or any Middle Eastern that I've come across, Middle Easterner, has always gone through the process and became legal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that anybody else's observation? We seem to have a problem with people that come through our southern border, but people who come through the eastern border are not as much of a problem. West Coast border, iffy, but those who come from the, or who are coming in the country from some of those areas, although are we having a problem in our country because we've had so many Syrians come in? Anybody know what the process is for the Syrians that came here as refugees? Did the government take an interest in them right away and help them? That's the aside to the question is, what is the government doing or does the government do in a sort of let's help you folks because that's what the government is supposed to do, get your papers or be here legally. If we've allowed or invited them to come, is it our job to see through the process of having them become Americans? Is that a complicated question?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. What are you getting at? Like just how
I'm getting at the most of the people that I know. Victoria brought up something that made me think as we're having our conversation that you don't often hear of illegals who are in the country from the Middle East. If you hear, they're here, but they get themselves into the program and they sort of are processed.
I think they start out with maybe more of a target. I think because just from what this family has gone through, the mother, her name's Hamdam, she's been living here for, I don't know, 20-something years.
Yeah.
She's had all of her legal papers, but she has tried time and time again to become a citizen. She's been denied. And
really?
She's taken university courses. Is there a reason?
Do they say why?
The last time she went, she has a green card now. The last time she went, I think it was about 5 years ago, she went with her older daughter, and they went into the office, and when they left the office of the interview process, Kathy, the daughter, said, you know what, Mom, just forget it. They don't want you. Just forget it. We're just going to have to stick with a green card, and that's it. And it was a very difficult process. She's been trying to do everything the right way for a really long time.
Were they belligerent and ignorant about the process just because she was Iranian?
I think that Kathy, who was raised in Connecticut since she was five, you know, she's American. I think she felt that there was definitely a bias against her mother because she was from Iran. Yes, I think that's why she said, you know what, Mom, let's just forget it because this isn't going to happen.
One would wonder how going through that same process if you were Saudi or you're Jordanian.
I think it's all the same, right? I mean, if there's a bias there, there's a bias.
Well, I think that the Saudis get special treatment. I really do. I don't
really
think, yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know any Saudi family, so I don't know. But it seemed like they didn't really welcome the Iranian family.
Well, the Middle East is a tinderbox, and so now worried about terrorists. But there seems to be more focus on the Hispanics that come through the southern border than there is on
those. Because they can walk in. I mean, I think the difference is with coming in through an airport, it's the government. And I'm not saying that this is right or wrong. I would just say that my speculation would be they're coming through the airport. The government feels like they have a better control over who's coming in, and they think they're at least tracking them. Now, whether that's true or not, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But when you have the northern and the southern border where you can just sort of walk across and disappear, I think that's why it gets more attention, clearly. Mm.
What about coming in on the West Coast, Jennifer?
I think the same thing is true. Anytime you use an airport, I think they feel like there is a sense of control because they're registering you and they're making you go through customs and all of that. Now, I think that's kind of dumb because I've heard the story of plenty of people who just fly right in and then disappear and the government doesn't track them and they lose mm-hmm. count of who's actually here. I mean, you hear the people who come in on work visas or on student visas that just disappear. So, but I would imagine that's where the government's comfort zone is well, we're watching them because they come through the airports.
Right.
But that is so true, though, Jen. I mean, my dad being in the horse business and the racehorse business especially, there are so many people from Ireland who are here who just are laying low because they let their work visa expire and they work at various racetracks and they're just laying low because they easily get deported. A lot of Irish have been deported already from Boston. It makes news. Yeah. It doesn't make news here, but it makes news in the Irish papers.
Mm-hmm. What's a typical headline? What is the Irish paper? What are the Irish papers? The Irish papers that come from Ireland,
the Irish
or papers
Times.
That are here?
No, the Irish Times Dublin is the big, that's like the New York Times over there. The Irish Times keeps track of it. A lot of smaller papers, it would be like the equivalent of the New York Post, things like that. They have a lot of stories of people who've been sent back, and, it is what it is, but they cover it. It just doesn't, I mean, think about it. Like, the Irish are not really a threat. You know what I mean? Like, that's not going to make news over here, so.
They're good dancers. They could be on Dancing with the Stars, right? Aren't Irish people normally?
Oh, and you mean then, like river dance?
then there's the new paper. I just came up with an idea. How about this for a newspaper? The Irish Eyes.
Ooh.
The Irish Eyes are
smiling.
Yes, they are. All the world is... Does Carrie even know what that... Carrie, have you ever heard that song?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I might want to look it up, and then we could present it for people in the music segment. It's 18 past the hour. If you're looking for new people and you've posted a job to find a really good candidate, but you only went to one of hundreds of sites, because there are some good sites. I saw an ad for a Framingham hair cuttery. Is that what they call them now? Cutteries?
I've never heard of
that. Salon?
On ZipRecruiter. Yeah, hair salon, I suppose, but men and women.
That's funny.
Yeah, hair cuttery. They've used ZipRecruiter. That's the focus here is on ZipRecruiter and the fastest way for you to hire great people. Comparing what you do if you have, you got to do it yourself. If you're into, there are places you can post jobs in Google, Twitter. You can go to Job Rapido, which I suppose you can figure out where most of the people, I think it's English and Spanish there. But the point here is that if you want to have the best exposure, ZipRecruiter is so much different than every other amalgamator or the individual folks, because unlike these other job sites, they don't depend on the candidates finding you as the person looking for an applicant. They go look their software program, finds these people that are looking for the job that you have posted. 80-some-odd% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate the next day. So why bother with juggling emails? If you're looking for somebody, you're trying to hire somebody, let the folks at ZipRecruiter or let their software screen, rate, and manage the candidates that you need at their easy-to-use dashboard. Find out now while you're thinking about it. Well, ZipRecruiter has been used by so many businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And if you'd like to try it free, that'd be nice. Kind of cool, right? They're offering you the opportunity to use their services free. Just go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use them free.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
We'll be right back.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot, a spot, conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about Revelation 3:17. Or maybe we could see a movie. Or maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chill and just be. Or maybe, maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the roots. Or maybe eat some passion fruit. Or maybe try to the blues.
Pretty smooth stuff. So, there are new additions to Philadelphia's Walk of Musical Fame, and Jill Scott is on that list. Let's see who else the Musical Alliance inducting, a lineup of influential music folks spanning a wide range of genres. Jill Scott is a local favorite. So is Patti LaBelle from the Bluebells. Remember Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? This is pretty typical stuff from her.
I wonder if she'll serve her sweet potato pies to everybody.
Yeah.
Those are selling out.
Good stuff. Class of 2017 on the Philadelphia Walk of Fame features a list of musicians and artists from Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who is a guitarist, to Sister Sledge. This is Rosetta Tharpe. Let's see if catch her act. Like this.
Just to know we can do this.
Oh, I don't know her. This is cool.
And the people are so sweet to stay here.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. Crank this up. Carrot, come on.
Oh, yeah!
Where's she been hiding all these years? Listen to this. She got her nun outfit on?
No, she's got a long coat and she's on a stage playing her guitar.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of her, but she's great.
I've never heard of her either. Yeah. She's been nice. This is great stuff.
She played a rubber band.
Listen to that voice. Oh, I'd love to go to that church.
Yes, didn't it? You know it, didn't it?
Oh, good for her. All right, so Sister Rosetta. And his Sister Sledge. Sister Sledge doesn't have a habit on often. But Pretty much everybody knows Sister Sledge, right? Everybody know this tune?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. Sound of Philadelphia with McFerrin. McFerrin, good deck.
How could you mess up that name? McFadden.
McFadden and Whitehead. It's pretty much, most everybody's got this, right?
I know this. I didn't know who sang it, but I know the song.
Really? So, I like the song.
I just picture you in roller skates on like a light-up dance floor.
Totally.
You should see me moving my chair here.
With the new girl he's going steady with, and they're
there we go. Ain't no stopping us now. The Soul Survivors, another good R&B group, have made it to the Philadelphia Walk of Fame. This is kind of the groove for me. Crank this one up too. Yeah, will you? Alright, so Patti LaBelle is being inducted alongside Sarah Dash and Nonya Hendrix as part of the group LaBelle. And so they all were Philadelphians. You got that? The honorees show why Philadelphia remains a hub for award-winning talent. Induction ceremonies are in October on the Avenue of the Arts. And then they're going to have a performance at the Fillmore East. That'll be a good show. That'll be a great show,
yeah.
In fact. Yes, I'd forgotten how these two fit in to LaBelle, but it makes good sense. All right, so that's the story. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Stop nagging. Seriously, stop it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Nagging occurs when people don't feel heard, so they say it over and over and over again. And even though most human beings abhor being nagged, for some reason, so many of us still do it. But you don't have to nag to be heard. There are other ways. The next time you feel yourself nagging, consider instead saying something along the lines of, you know, I can feel myself nagging, and I think it's because I really don't feel heard right now. And I wonder if there's a way you could help me feel like you hear me, even if you don't agree with me. By saying that, you let go of trying to control the other person, and instead focus on trying to control the only person you actually can control. Yourself. For communication strategies, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, available on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month or $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
After the hour on the Monday program, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can follow us on Twitter at DJ The Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, get it? At Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria. Not to be concerned, not to be confused with at Sleeping Victoria, because that's another person. At Kara Schillen, two L's, two N's. At
Sleeping Victoria is what happens at 9 a.m.
Sleeping Victoria. Oh, I see. Okay, got
it. I switch profiles.
Let's congratulate Stephen J. of Fairbanks, Alaska, who's the most recent winner of our giveaway, the work saw and drill, this combination of things you can use. What do you say he was going to do, Carrie? He's building another story on his igloo, so he needs the work saw and drill set. So Stephen J., what, did we get his last name? Or did we just?
I think his last name is J.
Oh, is it? J-A-Y? Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure, why not?
All right, why not? Congratulations. This is a drill set that really is very cool. You can see all about it online. If you go to our DJV Facebook page, you can see a lot of stuff there about it. Or you can go to their website, works.com, I think is the website. But the drill speaks for itself. It's just, well, I've been speaking on it or about it because it's such a cool thing to have. I've been using it on the farm, put it in the back of my truck. When I got a problem, bingo. It's there. So the winners, this is kind of cool because there are two prizes, and each winner gets both the drill and the table saw. All right, so this is another week. We give away the Works Blade Runner X2, which is the saw, and the AI, the artificial, I would say artificial intelligence. It's not artificial intelligence. It's added or something intelligence. What's the A? Is for advanced intelligence. That's it. All right, so you want to win a drill and a table saw. You go, you follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/DJV Show or at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram. Tell us why you want to win the Works Tool giveaway. Make sure you add the hashtag DJV Works, W-O-R-X, okay? DJV Works. Tell us why you ought to be the winner this week in the Works Tool giveaway. Simple, easy. Da-da-da-da-da-dun. Congratulations to the previous winners. And let's keep going. All right, people in the news. Prince Heinrich of Denmark revealed that he has decided not to be buried next to his wife when the time comes. The queen's name is Margaret. The royal family announcing that despite having a specially designed sarcophagus, which is a sarcophagus. I always do this wrong. A sarcophagus, which is a mausoleum, right? Isn't it supposed to be?
Now, how are they related to Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street? Is it the same?
Yeah. So why is this a big deal? He's bitter about the fact that he's never been named king during her time on the throne.
Yeah.
So do they not live together?
No, they do. They're apparently happily married.
Really?
He's saying, I guess now he's pretty upset about it. It'd be like if Prince Philip said, I'm not going to be buried with Queen Elizabeth because I was never made king.
Yeah, what difference does it make? Just your bones and ash and stuff. Who cares? He says, it makes me angry that I'm subjected to discrimination. Denmark, which is otherwise known as an avid defender of gender equality, is apparently willing to consider husbands as worth less than their wives. Wow, what a society. So, anyway.
I wonder how she feels about this.
Well, I don't see anything from her.
No statement yet.
Let's be honest. Oh, that's really telling her. I don't want to be buried next to you. Who cares? Take a hike. Jeez. Yeah, I mean, really.
She's been queen for 45 years. Not like this is
news. Yeah, is that going to stab you in the heart? Big deal.
The decision not to be buried beside the queen is a natural consequence of not having been treated equally to his spouse. Not having the title and the role he has deserved. This is sounded like a Kardashian thing.
Huh? He's 83.
Yeah. Get a life, Fred. Good
Fred. That's a guy who's been bitter his whole life. At 83, when you should be just enjoying your time, right?
Yeah.
He's still ticked.
The author Tom Nash, you know who he is?
If you name something that he wrote, maybe I would.
What? He's written a new book called What Did Jesus Do? The Biblical Roots of the Catholic Church. Huh. Catholic scholars, prominent commentators. This book asks, how often do you hear that? We kind of tease that. What would Jesus do? Right? How often do you hear that? And not just in, I don't know when it got started, a number of years ago. But people would say, if Jesus were around today, what would he do? And in this book, this fellow Nash argues that Jesus established the Catholic Church as an instrument of worldwide salvation. Is he nuts? He says Jesus established the Catholic Church?
Wait, that's what he's saying? Really?
That's what he says. Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus was a Jew, for God's sakes. He was born a Jew and he died a Jew. And the Catholic Church didn't come to be until... What, really? About 400, it was about 300-400 years after he died. I find this always interesting. But you know what? I only tell you about the book because if you really want to go check it out, you check it out. I find when I get into discussions of religion, I always annoy people, or some people, a few people. And those
enough people.
Are always, I'm always vocal. What would Jesus have done if he'd met Stalin or Hitler? What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't think Hitler would have been much of a fan, but...
Mm. Yeah.
He says,
I would like to think that Jesus would outsmart all of these people and that he would put them all in their place. That's what I would like to believe.
He contends that the anti-Catholic sentiment in the world was started by Hitler, Stalin, Planned Parenthood, Bob Jones, the ACLU, Daesh, the KKK. They have all found they are not all non-Catholic organizations.
I didn't realize, I mean, the KKK is filled with hate. I didn't realize Catholics were on their list.
I didn't either.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good luck with your book, buddy.
Jennifer, do you have anything to say? And I'm not poking
really
fun
even
at
know,
you.
I mean, I really don't even know what to say. I mean, every day there's someone who comes out with a strange incarnation of some sort of book. I mean, that's why we have literature, so people can express their ideas. I would probably have to read this or at least browse through it before I
guess I would wonder why now is the Catholic Church still so I think the Pope is relevant, but I don't know that I think the Catholic Church is that relevant.
Well, the Pope and the Catholic Church kind of go hand in hand. I mean, you can't say the Pope is relevant without the Church, because what he's doing is acting as an advocate for the Church.
Mm. All right. Val Kilmer, next person in the news. Questions about his health mounting. He dropped out of a series of events last week, offering vague excuses for not being there. He has had cancer. Remember we talked about this a few months ago?
Mm-hmm. But didn't he deny having cancer?
Yeah, he did for quite a while. Yeah. Yep. But he was supposed to be at Comic-Con in Tampa Bay last week and didn't show up. He said, quote, family stuff, it's got to be my priority, was the reason I didn't show up.
Does he have a family, by the way? Should we Google that?
I don't know.
Does he have children? I don't even know if he does.
I don't know. He got very thin. He was really, really bloated looking and very overweight. And then the last picture I saw of him, he looks very thin.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not good.
Michael Douglas said he had the same thing, mouth cancer, that he had. Michael Douglas said that Val Kilmer had same thing.
He was married to someone from 1988 to 1996. And he's got two kids. He's got Mercedes, who is 25, and Jack, who is 22. Hmm. He took such an interesting turn. I mean, remember, he was the biggest deal for a while. I used to have such a crush on him. He was in Top Gun, and then he was in Tombstone. He was fantastic. The best thing about Tombstone, it made it my favorite movie. He was incredible. And then something happened where he just seemed to be maybe in an alternate reality, perhaps.
He played good guys and good villains. I think that's why you look at him. He came to Framingham and starred in a movie I think it was about 10 years ago when he was shooting up and down the street. And it was interesting to see how he reacted or how he was with people. He was shooting on one of the farms that is around the corner from me. And the whole thing was very interesting to watch how they put it together. They did 17 takes of the scene where he was, is coming along, a good black actor whose name I can't remember now, but you'd recognize him. He's sort of cut out of the same school as Dulé Hill. Anyway, so the scene was with a truck coming down the hill. Val Kilmer was on one side of the street, and this black kid's on the other side of the street, and he gets out of the car. It was kind of a murder mystery, and the farm was full of people. You didn't see them watching this thing taking place. And it was an old septic sewer truck that went up and down the street. They closed the street off, and they went up and down 17 times to get the take. And with that, I wondered, because I've never done any movies or anything. I've never really actually watched many movies being filmed. Jennifer, you probably have, or maybe all of you have seen bits and pieces. But to understand how many times, very few directors, with the exception of like Clint Eastwood, who will tell everybody, look, you got to get this in a couple of takes. And they often get it on the first take or the second take. But other less experienced directors, they don't like the shot, or they don't like some angle. And so they just keep doing it over and over again. And so that's why it takes so long to do most movies. You know, we're talking about 4 or 5 months. That latest Tom Hanks movie, I remember reading something, it was like 4 months to put it all together, whereas the average Clint Eastwood, I remember Tom Hanks saying something about working on Sully with Clint Eastwood versus whoever the director was on whatever this other movie was. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Is it the newer one, The Circle?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, Eastwood's known for just doing one or two takes. He's
right.
known for just like, okay, get it. But, you know, now it makes you wonder, is it even possible to do that? I mean, think about all the weird shooting angles and camera angles that are happening in films. I saw Atomic Blonde over the weekend. Yeah. And the way they put that together, they must have to do take after take after take because they're doing it from different perspectives all the way through to give crazy camera angles. So
what
that's
did
like
you think
a new
of the
trend.
Movie?
You know, it was great for taking a nap.
Yeah. See, I'm not interested in seeing that at all.
I actually thought it was... I thought it was a good movie. It just, they spent so much time with the fighting sequences to try to make it realistic and weird and
nothing's
and all of
realistic.
This.
She's awake.
I took a nap.
She's skin and bones and so to.
You know what, though?
She looks great.
You know what, though? I did see videos of her. She did all of her stunts.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
Yeah.
She really does. She's super strong. She looks great. She's so hot. It's just the storyline had some kind of holes in it. I mean, I think she could be she's a great action hero, actually. But the story had holes, and then these fight sequences just went on forever. And so I had to take, I mean, what's a girl to do? You have a glass of wine in the movie theater, you got to take a nap.
So off you went. Yeah.
Yeah, just for like 10 minutes, and then I was right back in the action.
Yeah. Wait, and you probably didn't feel like you missed a thing.
I swear, it was fine. I had no regrets.
Still the same fight sequence.
It was, actually. Here's the spoiler alert. She wins, okay?
Yeah. What a surprise. Okay, so having that in your mind, thinking about how much stamina she has, I have on a good authority that every single day on the set she was drinking Super Beats. And that's how she kept up her stamina, Jennifer. She was drinking Super Beats. Super Beats, the circulation superfood. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, don't ever spill it in your refrigerator. Last Friday, I made my Super Beats shake, and I didn't finish it, and I put it in the refrigerator,
and I put it
too close to the door.
It's bright red.
Yeah, it is bright red. Yeah, yeah. And so it fell over. I had to take the whole refrigerator apart. Clean. It was good because it had been a while since the refrigerator was cleaned. But that's not the way you want to do it. You want to prepare it and drink it. That's where it does the best for you. Prepare it and drink it. It's like eating three beets. Delicious superfood. You'll drink it every day like Jennifer does, like Victoria does, like Kara does. The secret is the super beets are light dried after they're cooked, so the dietary nitrates are protected, not cooked out. It helps support your blood pressure levels, your circulation, your strength, your energy, your stamina. It's just something that you pour the little pack you can put, teaspoon of it in a glass of water or a smoothie or whatever it is. I've mixed it. I've been known to mix it in chocolate milk. Yeah, yeah, I know. You guys say, that's but seems to work. No matter what, this is the way to make your body more efficient. This is good. The food, what does Jack say? It's like drinking vegetables. It's Mother Nature. There's nothing added to this. All it is beets ground up. That's it. So you want it? Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. Call 800-655-4183. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. And order your first. Well, you can reorder there as well. DougLikesBeets.com. Or at 800-655-4183. That's a free 30-day supply at 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeats.com. Super Beats.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's check in with the Monday report from technology, the world of technology, Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour. In a moment, Victoria Keelan is going to bring us through the latest from LinkedIn, for those of you who belong to LinkedIn. And then the answer to the question, have smartphones destroyed a generation? The answer is yes, but that's a sort of spoiler. That's Doug's answer. There's a new book out which explores the effects of the smartphone, so we'll dig around in that right after this.
Napa know-how.
For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear, and pro saving you cash. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
All right, Victoria, let's find out what's new for those who belong to LinkedIn. Is this a new twist trying to make it more relevant? There are 500 million users. Microsoft owns LinkedIn. What do they get out of it?
Well, it is free to use LinkedIn, and a lot of people in the working world find it to be very useful. Great for connections, getting your resume out there, things like that. So now LinkedIn has decided to add a mentoring program. So now it's sort of similar to Tinder. They'll have whatever your given field is that you're looking for a mentor. You can search through, and a bunch of names will come up, and you can swipe left or swipe right, just like Tinder. And if the mentor agrees to be matched up with you, then you are allowed to begin a dialogue. And so they're starting with specific fields right now. They're rolling it out in San Francisco and Australia. And then I think by the end of the month, it will be available across all the LinkedIn platforms. So right now they're doing different degrees of networks. And then eventually they say that they want everyone to be able to be a mentor. So whatever job you do, you are able to become a mentor for someone else. It's a good idea.
So yeah, it sounds like a good idea. I've never found LinkedIn to be very relevant. I belong
It doesn't help in our business, but in other corporate worlds, it's right. People really like it.
There you go. All right, so the answer to the question, have smartphones destroyed a generation, other than yes, what's the story with this book?
This is a new book called iGen, and it's exploring the effects that smartphones have had on the generation that's after millennials. They're called post-millennials, so they're basically teenagers right now. Those teens are described as more comfortable online than out partying. Post-millennials are safer physically than adolescents have ever been because they're locked in their rooms, but they're also on the brink of a mental health crisis. And when this report started looking at some of these symptoms of depression are creeping up in these kids, and the research shows that 8th grade who are heavy users of social media increase their risk of depression by 27%.
Whoa.
And so it's a lot. And then the book also says the allure of independence, which was such a powerful motivator for previous generations, it holds much less sway over today's teens who are less likely to leave the house without their parents. They don't want to do anything without their parents. And the shift, they say, is stunning. 12th graders who are seniors in high school in 2015 were going out less often than 8th graders did in 2009.
Going out on dates.
Going out on dates, going out to parties, going out socially, going to football games, things that normal high school seniors would normally do. They're not doing them anymore. And on the dating front, it's also bizarre. Only 56% of high school seniors in 2015 went on dates. But for baby boomers and Gen Xers, that number was 85%. Wow. So it's not a great report. Get your kids out of the house. That's pretty much the message.
Get away from those damn
places.
Oy. All right, good report. Thank you very much for bringing us up to date. It's always good to know that Victoria's on the ball, and she's also on the DJV show. How about that for a combo? 59 past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.